You are now listening to FNB Radio.
And welcome to FNB Radio. My name is Lindsay Collins and I am your host. I'm pulling a 7 a.m. I'm going to do the show with So Help Me God move. And actually, this show is brought to you by Harby's, which is what my kids call Hardee's, which is a fast food. You know what it is. I don't have to say what it is. Jeremy woke up and was like, I don't know how we started talking about like nostalgic foods. But I think that fast food breakfast, circa 80s and 90s, it really holds a special place in people of a certain age, AKA my age, their hearts. Because at one point, fast food breakfast, like before all of the knowledge around health and wellness was so readily available, people were like, this is a great breakfast. You know what I mean? People were like, man, this is a complete breakfast. This isn't bad for me. People like could eat there and just feel great about it. And I think a lot of people are chasing that dragon. Right now, Jeremy's out there on the road chasing that nostalgia dragon, which is in a lot of ways not possible to ever get back to that where you're just like, maybe it's that your stomach was different then. Maybe people's stomachs were more resilient. You know, over time you can like, I don't know, evolve into a person who can't tolerate gluten. You know what I mean? Like where that kind of thing just didn't seem to matter back then. You would just see like older guys rolling through Hardee's, like on the rec, like that was their day, you know? And I just don't think there's enough of that anymore. I think there's so much awareness around what's good for you or what's not good for you that it really taints people's ability to have a nice drive-through biscuit from a place like Hardee's. Now, I will say, when you're talking about breakfast in drive-throughs specifically, not all are created equal. And many people have come and gone. Some people are just dipping their toes in. I'm looking at you, Wendy's. And even some places like Taco Bell, you'll be like, they have a special signage that says breakfast, as if not all restaurants are like participating. You know, some people are like, no way. Some people are like, yeah, there's a breakfast market. But back in the day, breakfast in a fast food place, it really wasn't all created equal. And this is an unpopular opinion, but a lot of people think McDonald's breakfast is really good. And it is, okay. But I will say, just across the board, fast food it's very dependent on the store that you get it from, first of all. So they're not all equal, even though that's kind of like the basis on which they run, is that any location you can get an Egg McMuffin and it's going to be good. That's just not the case. I've had a McGriddle that absolutely made me want to throw up. And I've had some that are just like, you know, this is a scientifically engineered perfect food. So there's variation. Let's just say that. But I will say that Hardee's has an incredible biscuit. And it always kind of has. I haven't had one in a long time. I guess I'm about to get one now. And so I'll report back on how they're holding up. But at one point, there were real people in there making biscuits before dawn. And you could get a hot cup of coffee. Wow, I had a hard time saying hot. It's early, okay? It's Hardee's breakfast early on a Friday. So just bear with me. But yeah, it is. It's just a funny thing when nostalgia directs the craving. Because that happens to me a lot. And as I get older, I'm realizing that times change, not only the actual perception of what it tastes like, but maybe you change. And that whatever you're eating just doesn't hit right anymore. I find this happens a lot around the holidays, where I find myself reaching for stuff and I'm like, it's just not good anymore. What happened? How come I don't enjoy this anymore? But that's neither here nor there. There is something that I had recently that I'm like, it changed my life in a lot of ways. And I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. And it's the Welton's Tiny Bake Shop slice of chocolate cake. I went there last weekend. This is not sponsored by any stretch. I just am obsessed with this place. If you haven't been, you have to go. But it's a bakery that's only open, I think it's Wednesday through Sunday. And it is absolutely fantastic all the time. Everything I've ever had from there, I'm like, this is so good. But there was a big celebratory monstrosity of a chocolate cake in the case. And I had not ever seen that before since they've been open. But I was like, I'm getting that. I'm getting a slice of cake. Because who wouldn't order a giant slice of chocolate cake? Like, there's just kind of, there's something different. When you say chocolate cake, it's almost its own food group. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like there's cake and there's different flavors. It's like chocolate cake is almost its own dessert. Like, it doesn't really fit with other cakes. You can't compare it to other cakes. When you say chocolate cake, it's iconic. But with anything iconic, there's like ripoffs, there's knockoffs, there's cutting corners, there's things that aren't done right. And this chocolate cake, wow. I mean, when I say it changed my life, I mean it changed my life. So I went to, this is what happened. I went to Welton's Tiny Bake Shop. I ordered the usual, where I just get like a smattering. In one box, there was a muffuletta sandwich. And then on the other side of the box, in the same box, was the slice of cake. And I was like, wow, that's a perfect lunch for me. That's a lunch for me. And then I got the rest of the pastries for the kids. I got a couple cookies. I got a Queen Amon. I got a bunch of things. Maybe even a biscuit. I had so many treats, and I was meeting a friend there. Shout out to Jordan. I met Jordan and Miles there. Jordan just launched a company called Salad Sprinkles. And we're going to talk more about that later, because I'm actually going to do some reels with Salad Sprinkles. It's a breadcrumb that comes to you ready to go. It's a genius thing. It's called Salad Sprinkles. Check it out. Also not an ad. I just love her and what she's doing. So we met at Welton's while she was in town. So I was eating treats already, and I had a couple bites of things, and we were just chatting. So I was like drinking coffee, and then I took my to-go bag and went home. And I didn't want the kids to get the chocolate cake, because I was like, I'm going to have a moment with this chocolate cake later. And so I put it into one of those little Tupperware containers to keep it ultra fresh. Because one thing that happens about a slice of cake is it will dry out. Everybody knows this. And so I was like, I know I can't eat this chocolate cake right now, so I have to preserve it the best I can. So I put it into an airtight container and put it in the back of the fridge. And I'll be totally honest, I can't believe I forgot about it, but I did forget about it for a couple hours. Not for that. I'm not saying like a week later I found this cake. Like, within a couple hours, I was like, oh yeah, I have a fat slice of chocolate cake. I am my own best friend. And so that night, I like showered. I was like winding down. I was headed into the kitchen to make my tea. And I was like, oh, I have a slice of chocolate cake from Welton's Tiny Bake Shop. And then it was just this ceremonious, I'm the only one in the kitchen. It's totally dark, except for the little light over the sink. House is clean. It's quiet. There's candles. Like, this isn't me setting the mood for this moment I'm about to have with this chocolate cake. And because Welton's does everything right, they know that it's winter citrus season. And thanks to global warming, South Carolina actually gets a lot of good citrus. So are people calling it global warming anymore? We're just calling it climate change. I sound like a person that goes to Hardee's. Like, what am I? Oh man, I need to check myself. Anyway, I'm like candle lit, quiet kitchen, in a robe, wearing slippers, and I take out a fork. I select my favorite fork because that matters, because this is a tall slice of cake. And immediately I notice perfect layers, right? The layers are perfect, machine-like almost, like just too perfect. Like, I was like, is this, who made this? A human? Did AI make this cake? It's so perfect. And I take a bite of this cake. I try to get as many layers as I can so I get the full, but it's truly too tall. So I have to take it in two bites, like a half, like a giant, like a dinner fork size worth, and then another dinner fork size worth deep. So I have to take it in two bites. But immediately I was like, is this the best chocolate cake I've ever had in my life? And then I was like, oh my God. And then I almost got teary, which is such a rarity. Like, I love food. I get excited about food. I'll dance around while I eat something and be like, holy shit, that's good. This, I was like, this is special. This is something so special that it doesn't come around every day. It might not even come around every year. And it had scented with orange, all this like ganache that was scented with orange. I don't know why I said that weird, but anyway, it's 6:30 in the morning, everyone. Just calm down. They had infused the chocolate somehow with satsuma, and there was a satsuma like compote or jam, or I don't know what you want to call it, preserve, on top. And then in the layers, I'm like, I have to flip on the lights at this point, because I'm like, now I have to dissect this cake. I can't believe, I can't just move on and eat it. I have to look closer, because I'm like, what is this? And there's layers of cake, and they look like a chocolate cake, but they have this flavor that I just can't put my finger on. And I'm like, this isn't chocolate. Or if it is, it's some kind of like, it's infused with something else. This cake is puzzling me. And I'm at the same time, I'm like, don't overthink it. Just like eat this cake. Just enjoy this cake. And so I'm eating this cake. There's only one slice. Jeremy was in the shower. I had to go into the back and I was like, hey. And he's like in the shower. He's like, what's up? Is everything okay? And I'm like, you better come out here and try this chocolate cake. And he just kind of was like, well, okay. I don't really feel like a chocolate cake. And I was like, fine, suit yourself. But I'm telling you, this cake is something out of this world. And I just continue to have a love affair with this cake. He comes out and has a bite and it's like, same thing. Just like, what is this? And the orange, like if you've ever had one of those, remember in the like early aughts when people first started finding out about those, I don't know if they're Belgium. It was like, looked like an orange, but it was a piece of chocolate and it broke up into little segments that looked like an orange. That was the first time I ever heard of anyone putting orange and chocolate together. And I was like, weird. But then I tried it and I was like, mind blown by this flavor combo. Just some little kid living in rural South Carolina, where I was like, why is this so novel to me? No one's ever presented me with the idea of citrus and chocolate to that closely married. I've had them like together in different bites, but I'm like, when you're infusing chocolate with citrus, it's something else. It becomes something else. And so this chocolate, we were just like both kind of going after this chocolate cake. And then Jeremy was like, all right, that's my last bite. And I was like, okay, good. Cause you're kind of eating a lot. And then he couldn't stop. He had to come back later. And I was like, you said that was your last bite. Like, that's enough. And he was like, it's so good. What are the cake layers? Like, you could tell they were so soaked in something, but I couldn't discern what it was. And honestly, I didn't even want to. Some people are like food scientists and they want to break it down. I'm like, don't even tell me what's going on. I don't want to see the wizard at Oz. I just want to be at Oz. You know what I mean? I don't need to know every little thing. And so I was like, I'll just eat this cake and just savor this very unforgettable moment with a chocolate cake. And then thanks to social media, I saw Hannah Welton, who is a darling, and it's her place, her and her husband. But she posted about the chocolate cake and I saw it and it was like seeing an old flame. Like I saw a glimpse of it on social media and I was like, huh? I felt like REM. I was like, this one goes out to the one I love. That's my impression of REM. But I was Michael Stiping this cake in social media. I'm like pausing on her story. And then in the next slide, she breaks down what's in it. The cake layers are vanilla. So right away, I'm like, God, these sneaky fucks. Like, they're just doing so much high-level sorcery with this cake. And they're soaked in red vermouth. I know. I was like, God damn it. That is so high level, but it just ate like a chocolate cake of my dreams. And I just wanted to share that incredible experience that I had, because it's so rare for me to just be stopped in my tracks, almost brought to tears, and then like have to go and find someone just to make sure that this experience that I'm happening is real. I had to go find Jeremy and be like, this is the best chocolate cake you've ever had though, right? In all ways. And he said, yeah. And I proceeded to eat the whole cake. It was just a slice, but it was a very generous slice. And that was my whole night. After that, I was like, I had plans to watch TV and like hang out. And I was like, I just need to like be alone with the idea that there's somebody out there that is still like taking that much care and thought into building something like that and then putting it on a stand for you to consume. And it just made me like really have a love affair with this city and what it offers in terms of food. And it's so good that I think we get desensitized to everything that is amazing about this place, but Welton's Tiny Bake Shop, and that's not a hot take. I know a lot of you already know it's like such an amazing place. I even know it's an amazing place, and I've gotten desensitized in some way, but that cake stopped me in my fucking tracks. And I hope I'll see it again. And at the same time, I hope it's not always on the menu. I hope it is a rare cold week in January when you can get that cake. Because I think some people have something like that and it's so good that they're like, I need that all the time. I need to have access to that all the time. But then it's not special anymore. And then you don't even have a couple months to chase that dragon. And then when you see it again, it is like an old flame. And it's just so good. But yeah, there's just so much to say about people who are doing what Hannah and her husband are doing at Welton's Tiny Bake Shop. And I'm blown away by the craftsmanship, if that's the right word, the dedication to what it takes to run a bakery. And to make something like that with just like no preamble. It's just a cake there. It wasn't like, there wasn't a sign that was like the best chocolate cake you've ever had. It was just like this very humble offering of this exquisite piece of art. So bravo to them. But anyway, that's enough about Hardee's and cake. I'm once again asking you to hear some of my cryptic teasers. There's some of them really fun things happening. I do have an off-Broadway Charleston Wine and Food event, aka a Fringe event, happening that I'm so excited about. I can't say a lot about it, but I will say that it will involve breakfast and you being able to eat it. So if you've ever wanted to come to my house and have me cook you some eggs, you might just be able to do that at a very little cool spot downtown. And I'm not going to say any more because I don't know if it's officially happening, but I'm headed to a meeting right after this, to kind of nail down when and all of the things, but it'll be a small intimate gathering if it all goes to plan, and it will involve me making you breakfast and maybe a live podcast. So stay tuned for that. And as soon as tickets are available, you'll be the first to know. And side note, this really doesn't have much to do with F&B Radio, but it kind of does, because F&B Radio is in everything, okay? Podcast centric. My podcast production business, I recently kind of launched a new service offering where I'm doing more what I'm calling content creation, these sort of one-off comprehensive shoots where we make some really fun video content for social media. And I just want to thank everyone that's reached out. The response was incredible. I get so in my head sometimes, thinking that the way I do things is too random and not thought out enough, but actually it's just when I have an idea and I'm excited about it, I just kind of jump on it. And this is one of those cases where I've been feeling like I want to get into this sort of area of my business where I'm making more things for people and interacting with people, not just people who have podcasts, but any creative people. And so I finally got around to like figuring out how to say that. And as soon as I did, everyone was so excited about it and signed up for consultations. And it was just a really busy and exciting couple of days just chatting with all of the new faces who reached out about that kind of work. So thank you to you if you're listening and that's something that you reached out to me about, or just to say that you think it's a great idea. It's very, very exciting. And one of the things I'm most pumped about, kind of adding on to what I already do for my podcast clients in 2024. So more to come on that. And in the meantime, I hope your weekend is filled with something as unforgettable as the Welton's Tony Bake Shop chocolate cake. And while it still is citrus season, if you see that cake in the window, please don't pass it by. It's not an ordinary chocolate cake, and you're not an ordinary person. I love you. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye. 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 Schreibe,